breakdown, baby.
It's Friday time for your Friday 5. I want way more than 5. Sean Ramaswamy is here, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about all things in the universe that you don't have time to look for. And he finds 5 things on the internet that you don't have time to look for. I want more than 5. Sean, what's number one?
Look, Kendrick Lamar dropped a new album this week. I've been told that the new currency in pop music is dropping an album without telling anyone it's coming. And it's amazing. It's this hot mess of jazz and funk and poetry.
How much a dollar really costs? The question is detrimental, paralyzing my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me with a gut feeling, y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car. Hopping out, feeling big as Wu-Tempo. 20 on pump 6.
Instead of hyping before, the hype comes after.
You just pop it on there and everyone does the hype for you. And you know, it's not the most commercially appealing album, and yet everyone's still talking about it because it's very ambitious, is the thing.
Number two?
Pixar hasn't dropped a movie worth watching in a minute, but they were the talk of the internet for the past week because a blogger realized that men's faces in Pixar movies come in all shapes and sizes, but women's faces, outside of Toy Story, where they're just, you know, mocking up the toys, they're all kind of these round faces with chubby cheeks and little tiny button noses. She went through all of the movies and started tracing out faces and provided her evidence on Tumblr. And Pixar has like a sexist problem now, it looks like. So let's hope Brave 2 is filled with colorful and diverse faces.
Any evidence that they're doing some splaining?
No, none yet. We reached out to them at Studio 360 and they didn't respond. Thanks, Pixar, for nothing except Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
Number 3.
Blank on Blank is this amazing series from PBS Digital Studios. They take lost audio from David Bowie and Janis Joplin and David Foster Wallace and they set it to animation and thus, you know, provide a new forum for people on the internet to rediscover old audio. Now they're moving into science with an amazing piece featuring some audio of Buckminster Fuller.
I recall in Chicago wheeling my little child in her baby carriage in Lincoln Park. I was amazed because a little biplane went over Lincoln Park. Airplanes were not very common in those days. I said, isn't it amazing? Here's my child looking up at that airplane. And that airplane in the sky is as natural to her as a bird, because when I was born, the airplane did not exist. It was really the sort of the beginning of impossible things happening.
Well, that is such a blast from the past. You know, I grew up. My dad's an industrial designer. Buckminster Fuller is like geodesic domes. This is my life.
You'll love it then, because the animation, if you watch it online, they actually take his face. At one point, he's talking, and it just turns into a geodesic dome. And it's the geodesic dome talking to you as Buckminster. It's great.
From egg to dome.
Exactly. Yeah, but the female faces in that animation are diverse. So take a note, Pixar.
Number 4.
Reddit is a place for a lot of different conversations. It's also apparently now a place to drop your movie pitches. a Reddit user named Satan's Little Wizard pitched a movie called Batmen's this week. Not Batman, not Batman, but Batmen's. I'm going to read you a piece of it. You round up everyone who's ever been Batman. They've all been invited to Comic-Con and are going in their respective get-ups vehicles.
It's the car, right? Chicks love the car.
There's obviously some tension amongst the Batmans. Christian Bale and Michael Keaton are getting too much attention.
You pompous, taunting creature.
Adam West is senile and doesn't even remember being Batman. And Val Kilmer is just happy to be there.
Val Kilmer.
It's really funny. It got like 1,000 comments or something like that. And, it seems far-fetched, but Warner Brothers is desperate to milk Batman for anything they possibly can. And I can't say that this is beyond the realm of possibility. I love it. The internet. Hey.
And their faces don't look the same, even though they're all men.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's diversity.
There you go.
Batmans.
Number 5.
Whenever I'm at the movies and people start dancing, I know they're playing with my emotions and they just want me to get into this movie. And I'm usually willing to roll with it. This week, a YouTube user named Miss Tabula Rasa uploaded a 3-minute and 18-second supercut of all of the iconic dance scenes from movies, from the original Footloose to the remake of Footloose to The Breakfast Club to Mary Poppins to Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder to, of course, Tom Hanks in Big.
Chopsticks.
And there's still about 100 more. It's a great way to spend 3 minutes and 18 seconds.
We call it your Friday Five. Sean Ramaswamy is the host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast. Everything you need to know about almost everything. And it drops every
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Watch out for one today.